Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. I wonder if anyone else out there has had the frustrating experience of bringing home pizza that just didn't hit the spot. Now, I hate to admit it, but buying pizza has become a hit or miss prospect. So, Jerry Pellegrino, Mr. Chef, you have a proposal for us. Learn to make your own pizza.
No, I mean, I think a lot of people are making pizza at home. And you know, you're even at home, it can be a bit of a hit or miss thing. And because we certainly aren't geared up in the normal household with a true, like, 800-degree pizza oven.
Mm-hmm.
But so let's just kind of just, I mean, there's a lot of parts to the pizza, but let's try and talk about cooking and crust.
Sure.
Which I think are, if you don't have those down, that's like blocking and tackling when you were in high school football. You got to learn that before you can do the trick plays, right? So cooking requires a hot oven. I mean, the real traditional ovens are 700 to 800 degrees. You know, pizzas would cook in 90 seconds. So we at home who have an oven that probably can get to 5 or 550 need to employ some tricks. And I know we've done, you know, a couple shows on this. And the whole big deal is the pizza stone.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, I still advocate that. But the new technology out there, what's really been like just emerged in the last, I don't know, year, is the pizza steel. This is a very thick piece of steel that holds heat way better than the stone.
No kidding.
It's an amazing thing. I've been making pizzas on it in a traditional convection oven at home, a 550-degree oven. I mean, they weigh a ton. They are like three times the weight of a stone. And I'm not saying throw your stones out, but when they break, take a look at this steel thing. It's a pretty cool thing, and the heat, the conductivity on this is so good that you get really a very close to 800-degree crispy crust.
Wow.
It's a pretty cool tool because you can put it in the freezer,
mm-hmm.
and you can use it as a cold plate. You can put it on the table with a bunch of fruit and cheese, and it stays cold for a couple hours.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a cool thing to have, and I highly recommend it. If you're out there looking around, check some of them out. And I know the thicker ones are expensive, but just as with the stones, the thicker, the better.
I gotcha. Now, you were talking about the crust.
Yeah.
What are your preferences for dough?
I mean, here's the deal. I think there's two traditional styles. Well, there's many, but the ones that I think really sort of make sense is the very thin Napoledan style pizza from Naples, the thin crust. That is a crust that I honestly believe you should make at home. It's a yeast dough. The recipe is simple, but the success is making it 3 days ahead of time. Because this dough ferments in the refrigerator for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, you get the right elasticity, the right texture, and the right flavor. The other dough that's cool is the deep dish dough.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not done on stone, it's done in a pan, but it doesn't mean thick crust. The difference is there's about 10 times more oil in the dough,
mm-hmm.
and that oil allows the dough to literally deep fry itself in the oven. So you get
very
that
good.
Crispy outside.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the new thing is gluten-free people, xanthan gum is your savior. There are all these great recipes. The one problem with gluten-free flours is they don't have elasticity or stickiness.
And you need that for pizza.
You need that. Adding just the simple white rice, brown rice, tapioca starch 1-to-1-to-1 with a bit of xanthan gum will get you pretty darn close to a thin, elastic, chewy pizza crust. So there is hope. And xanthan gum, trust me, it sounds dangerous. It's been in every food you've eaten for 50 years.
It's a great secret ingredient.
It is.
Nothing to be
actually,
afraid of.
Actually, the newest recipes with this in the gluten-free crust make it really delicious.
Jerry, we got to try this. We're
going
to put it on the website.
Perfect.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.